So, you're looking for a gaming desktop in 2024. Well, I'm HJ, and I'm here to solve all of your problems. Well, most of them anyways. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at some popular gaming desktop brands, builds, and configurations to help you get started and make a decision on which one is best for you. Now, full disclaimer up front, I'm not being paid or sponsored at all. I'm also looking at the most popular top three brands to keep it simple. Let's get started. Starting with, of course, you guessed it, my personal favorite, iBuyPower. iBuyPower PCs are known for their extensive customization options, as well as their superior performance and build quality. Not only do you get to pick from pre-made PC options, but you can also enter their website's customization feature from the click of a tab. And what sets them apart is you can configure the PC and/or bundles almost any way you like, and have the PC shipped directly to you. All this is good, right? Well, what about the performance? Well, since you can configure the PC any way you want, you can pick the parts and performance that fit your budget and your needs, giving you almost total and absolute control over your spec sheet. They do offer some sweet deals when you bundle from time to time and amazing discounts for students and other professions. They partner with industry leaders to bring you the best in class bang for your buck gaming PC. So next up, we have CyberPower. Let's talk about CyberPower, iBuyPower's cousin in name only. And I say that because CyberPower PCs are very similar to iBuyPower in build quality and aesthetic, but there are two different companies with a different take on the PCs we use every day. CyberPower also allows you to customize and build your own PC using their configuration tool. And just like iBuyPower, you can also pick from high-quality pre-built PCs as well. CyberPower is very similar in many ways, but what makes them stand out from the competition? Well, it's very simple. See, CyberPower tends to be, I would argue that they can be a little bit more flexible. And this is just from what I've observed. Now, don't take that with a grain of salt because everybody else might have their own experience with that. And even in some laptop configurations, which happen to be pre-built, I've noticed that you can do pretty decent configurations with those as well. Now, this is my last one, and this happens to be the budget section. So, not everybody is going to be able to spend like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on a gaming PC. People like me who are on a fixed budget and need power and performance but don't want to spend $1,200 on a gaming PC, look no further, my friends, because Victus by HP, the desktop variant, not the laptop variant. The laptop variant is well, it's you can tell the laptop, but we're not going to talk about that. Well, anyways, they have you covered. And the Victus is usually underrated because it doesn't look as cool typically by RGB standards and all that fancy schmancy stuff, and is usually really simple. However, it packs a lot of power under the hood. You can configure it, and you can spec it up to HP's max configuration, or choose a lower entry-level configuration that fits your style and needs. Sure, it may not have as many options as iBuyPower or CyberPower, but it will get the job done. Now, I know what you're thinking. What about building my own? Well, you can check out season 6, episode 20 for more on that because I did do a separate episode detailing what the benefits are to building your own PC. And I actually will leave a link to that in the description of this episode so you guys can go and check that out for yourselves, and so that you guys can find out about building your own PC to the specification you choose. So, what do I think about it? Well, building your own configuration or buying a pre-built gaming PC can sometimes be a little challenging, but the end result is worth it. So, as you navigate the gaming PC market, please know these tips as it'll help you make the right choice. Compare the prices, look at the future, or make sure it's future-proof, and stay alert for the deals and sales. Whatever your reason for entering the PC market, there are good deals out there somewhere, and you just gotta know where to look. Anyways, that does it for me. I'm your host, HJ, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Happy building. And a little bit something different that I'm going to be doing this time, with no copyright sounds out there, I decided to do a different outro, and I'll play at least the first 30 seconds of it. Catch you guys in the next one.
Till I get up, time is barely on our side. I don't wanna waste what's left. The storms we chase are leading us, and love is all we'll ever try.